Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 28th, Thursday, 2020, day 149. Today's topic, in one complete unity, the most important chapter in the Bible. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 122, verses 1 to 5, 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 1 to verse 39, John chapter 17, verses 1 to 26, Proverbs 16, verses 6 to 7. Today's main passage, John 17, verses 20 to 24. Jesus says, "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory. The glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is in one complete unity, the most important chapter in the Bible. Reverend Dr. John Stock mentioned many times in his preaching that John chapter 17 is the most important chapter in the Bible because this is the concluding prayer of Jesus' last sermon on earth at the end of the Last Supper. Jesus prayed to the Father for the oneness of those whom the Father gave him. That's why John Stock reminds us that this prayer of Jesus is the most important thing in life, is that we can love God and other people and to have that oneness. Because the major work of Satan is to destroy this oneness, to separate the world, nations, societies, husbands and wives, families and churches. May you be inspired and be willing to be directed by Jesus to cherish and pursue for this oneness and not to be cheated by Satan to destroy this oneness. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, lead us each day to cherish and pursue for your oneness so that we won't be cheated by Satan to destroy this oneness so that unity can happen in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what have you got from today's topic in one complete unity, the most important chapter in the Bible? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.